Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is indeed the broadcast for February the 2nd, the year of our Lord, 2017. The goal to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property. Man, we got it going on. We don't want revolution. We don't want a war. We want a peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Peaceful Restoration Radio. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. We talked about there is no liberty with innocence in prison. We talked about the new website, thefreedomcoalition.com. Check it out and get involved in the solutions today. We talked about the White House's We the People site is melting down, slowing to a crawl. It's wrought with problems. And now the question is the petition site completely crashed? Anyway, we're going to put up our own private petition. Please be patient while we get that change made, ladies and gentlemen. Meanwhile, our good friend, Becky Akers, wrote an article on lewrockwell.com petitioning for a redress of extreme grievances. Becky Akers, lewrockwell.com, doing a phenomenal job. Thank you. Thank you, Becky. We also talked about Tim Cook says that the iPhone Plus rocking and rolling. And they fueled better than expected sales. You got to dig that. And then, Kurt, what was the other companion story you wanted to talk about relating to that?
You know, there was a story, I might not have even sent it to you, but it was basically saying that Apple is now considering the idea of making them, well, some of their products, at least some of them, in America, and then they would just charge a little bit more on whatever the American-made item was. Some people actually do, they want to support American-made products.
Amen to that. So if you just slap a little tariff on the Chinese ones, then the price will be equal, and then we'll buy American every time, Kurt.
Well, that's a great point. And you could, at the same time, you could lower the taxes on regular Americans. I know some would say, well, you're just paying a tax that way. But here's what you're doing is you're protecting your American jobs. You're making sure that the guy who's working at the new Apple place in America has a job instead of just a welfare check.
Well, then he might buy more of your products if he had a job, Kurt.
That's right. Imagine that.
And if he's making a good wage, he might even buy a little more of your products and a little more.
That's exactly
and if we get rid
right.
of the regulations, then he might actually have a little bit more money to not comply with a bunch of bogus regulations, then he might actually buy a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, the free market starts to work, ladies and gentlemen, and what a blessing it is indeed. All right. Mike Pence is in the news, Kurt.
Yes, he is. And he's got something to say, Sam. I mean, this guy, I guess he showed up at the big March for Life. Now, you know, some reports call it the March Against Abortion. But, you know, I would call it the March for Life. And he says, life is winning again in America.
By the way, Jesse Hellman wrote the article. Incredible.
That's right.
I agree with
that's
Pence,
right.
Kurt.
Yeah. And, you know, you can tell the twist, though, a little bit of the problem when you look at the first sentence where it says, Vice President Pence assured anti-abortion protesters. I'm sure you would have written that differently, right, Sam? You know, all you got to do is Vice President Pence encouraged the pro-life assemblance that their cause has friends in a new administration, vowing that officials will not rest until the pro-life culture is restored in the U.S. Anyway, bottom line is, you know, he showed up. They say, while no federal government money goes toward abortions performed by Planned Parenthood by law. Now, I just disagree with that simply because if they're getting your bucks, sure, they might say, well, these are only used for this, but look at what they do. You know, that those tax dollars are not supposed to be doing that. Look at the Constitution. But the bottom line is, as President or Vice President Pence says, life is winning again in America.
Amen to that. Great for Mike Pence. Yeah. We appreciate a lot of these incredible authors. Becky Akers, more and more people are standing up and writing incredible prose about freedom and liberty and calling the new media right, calling the bogus yesteryear gatekeeping press fraudulent news, as needs be done. There's a stunner to make the point, Kurt. Where's the mainstream press when you need them? When you need them, huh?
Well, it's a great point, Sam. And WorldNet Daily's got this piece, Bob Unruh there. Stunner, exclamation point, Congress considering free speech for pastors.
Whoa. Hey, Kurt, can they do that?
I mean, just imagine restoring free speech in America.
I will say this, Bob Unruh. I don't really want to single out pastors or anybody else. I want free speech for everybody, including pastors. But all I'm telling you is that right now we put a muzzle on certain groups, and what we got to do is deregulate and get rid of that, Kurt.
Good point. Good point. And that's what needs to happen all through America. It's called freedom of speech.
Now, Bob Unruh doing a great job. Stunner. Congress considering free speech for pastors. Bob Unruh, WND.com. Our good friend's Bob. He's been on the radio with us many times. He writes great articles. Mm-hmm. Where's the mainstream press, though, Kurt?
Well, they're going to be promoting the whole idea of burning up cars or, ripping down buildings, stuff like that.
Can't they focus on a salacious thing or two, too, Kurt? Because that always helps.
Well, yeah, they're going to do that for sure. anyway,
can we just somehow tell you how broken it is? They want to do that too, don't they?
Well, yeah, you might as well give up on everything, off
yourself. Yeah, don't sign petitions, get out of debt, don't do anything, just crumble. Lies, don't accept those lies, folks.
I guess on Wednesday, Senator James Lankford, Republican of Oklahoma, introduced into the Senate the Free Speech Fairness Act, which would restore to nonprofits and houses of worship the freedom to speak about electoral activity. Wouldn't it be nice if it just says the freedom to speak?
Yeah, anyway, and the interesting thing about it to me, though, is that I don't know that we need an act to restore it. What we really need to do is get rid of whatever regulation that took it away, Kurt.
The entities that do it, and that's would be the IRS, would be one of the chief problems there.
Well, if you shut down half of these bogus unconstitutional agencies, maybe 90% of it will just stop by its very nature, Kurt.
That's exactly right. I guess he explained in a website statement, specifically the Free Speech Fairness Act addresses the shortcomings of the Johnson Amendment, which in 1954 was inserted into the tax code by then-Senator Lyndon Johnson. The Johnson Amendment prohibits nonprofits and churches from engaging in any activity that might be interpreted as participating in or intervening in a campaign on behalf of or in opposition to a candidate for public office, including a simple oral or written statement. During the 2016 presidential campaign, President Trump frequently expressed his desire to fix the Johnson Amendment. But like you say, Sam, it seems like if they just get rid of that and get rid of anything and then go, look, here's the Constitution that says we have the freedom of speech. I mean, imagine that.
All right. Hey, Kurt. Yeah. I already got an email back. They created the petition. They sent me the link, and all I got to do is work on getting this link up right away here.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
That's how fast it happens when teams work together.
It is impressive, Sam. Imagine Congress restoring the freedom of speech. Hey, we're for that, Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Bring it on yesterday,
Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good people running around doing good things all the time. What's going to happen when that happens, Kurt?
I guess you'd have good things happening, right?
Yeah.
Imagine that. Hmm.
And Becky writes back when I emailed her and thanked her so much for her support. She writes back and says, "My pleasure. Thank you. I cannot adequately convey how much I admire you," meaning all of us, you, Kurt, the CSPOA, all of us, you guys, meaning our listeners too, and your work. "And no response is necessary, Sam. I know you're busy. Thank you," she says. "But I thank God for putting you on this earth." Wow. "And, Kurt, for allowing me to know you. Deepest respect and gratitude." Okay, this is the kind of, and I only read that not to tell you that I'm awesome. She's talking about our whole team, what we do as a people. And she's grateful to be part of it. And I bring this up because my feelings are the same as hers. about working with all of you, about all the efforts that you all put in. And I'm telling you, the behind-the-scenes discussions of gratitude and appreciation for one another and support that we have each other's back and everything else just is astounding. It's just amazing.
Yeah, baby.
And it isn't really me. It's the cause we're in, folks. And it's you. It's all of us together. I'll agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Very good, Sam.
Yeah, heck yeah. All right, man. Hang on tight, ladies and gentlemen. We got a whole lot of news straight ahead. Liberty Roundtable Live, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips always on your favorite News the Networks Refuse to Use station.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little I was taught that smoking was wrong. And in school, from a very young age, I was taught that smoking was not acceptable.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think smoking, for everybody, no matter what you say, leads to other things because it just opens the door wider and wider.
Other studies have found that if you don't smoke in high school, you probably never will.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped. And having the faith in God while I was raised and knowing that there would always be somebody there for me has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. Sam and Kurt on your radio. I'm filling out the new petition we just put together, Kurt. Ask for my name, ask for my email address, has a comment. I put, thanks so much for all your work, meaning the whole team. Show my name in the online signature list. I checked that. Keep me informed on this and similar petitions. I kept checked. Signed petition. Boom. All right, come on, little computer. There you go. I'm done, Kurt. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, that's the private sector versus the government sector, I think, Sam. Huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good.
What do you think?
I think, let's move forward with that, right?
Yeah, you can sign with Facebook and Twitter, too.
Yeah.
So there you have it. They say, before proceeding now, consider sharing this petition. It takes just a few seconds, and it makes a huge difference. Share on Facebook, share on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I'm going to click no thanks just because I don't have my credentials available. I know it should be done now. It says, congratulations. Thank you. Wow. The petition is now signed, and you just joined one of the largest communities of online activists. There you go. All right. Then you got to confirm your petition, and you're good. All right. Anyway, I know people think maybe I derail on some things, but I'm just trying to really let people know how they can participate and make a difference and be part of the solutions, Kurt. Really.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, anti-Trump freak out. It's the first of many, writes Patrick J. Buchanan, Kurt, one of our favorite authors as well.
Yeah, and it's a great point. You're going to have to keep this in mind, I believe, from here on out, I think, pretty much. That hysterical reaction, he says, to the travel ban last weekend is a portent of what's to come if President Donald Trump carries out the mandate given to him by those who elected him. He explains exactly what the travel ban bars, what it does. For 120 days, he says, people from Syria, refugees, are banned indefinitely, and a 90-day ban has been imposed on travel here from Iraq, Syria, Iran, Libya, Sudan, Somalia, and Yemen. Now, he says, was that weekend-long primal scream really justified? He says, no one was being detained at a U.S. airport as of Monday, yet the shrieking had not stopped. All five stories on page one of Monday's Washington Post were about the abomination, the New York Times editorial trashing American ideals and security, called it bigoted, cowardly, xenophobic, Islamophobic, un-American, unrighteous. This ban went the weekend whale as the Muslim ban of the Trump campaign. But how so, when not one of the six largest Muslim countries, Indonesia, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Egypt, Turkey, was on the list? Missing also were three dozen other Muslim countries. Well, don't confuse people with the facts, Pat Buchanan. Of the seven countries.
By the way, him and Becky Akers, and there's many others, by the way, that just have an incredible way with words, Kurt. I wish I could write like that.
Yeah, he says, of the seven countries facing a 90-day ban, three are U.S.-designated state sponsors of terror, and the other four are war zones. Clearly, this is about homeland security, not religious discrimination. The criterion, Pat Buchanan continues, for being included in the travel ban appears to be that these places are the more likely breeding grounds for terrorists. I mean, imagine that kind of thinking. He continues, yet there are lessons for the Trump White House in the media-stoked panic and outrage at the end of his first week in office. First, Steve Bannon's observation that the media are, quote, the opposition party, end quote, is obviously on target, while Senator Chuck Schumer was crying on camera that the ban was un-American. Boy, that's un-American to be crying like with Chuck Schumer, I think. But the media were into the more serious business of stampeding and driving the protesters. A second lesson is one every White House learns before a major decision is announced. If possible, get everyone's input and everyone on board to provide what Pat Monahan called the second and third echelons of advocacy. Those left out tend to leak. A third lesson Trump should learn is that the establishment he routed and the city he humiliated are out to break him, as they broke LBJ on Vietnam, Nixon on Watergate, and almost broke Reagan on the Iran-Contra affair. While the establishment may no longer be capable of inspiring and leading the nation, so detested is it? It has not lost its appetite or its ability to break and bring down presidents.
But I don't think they'll get it done, Kurt.
Well, I know, but, you know, they're sure doing their best, aren't they?
Oh, Steve? Yeah, absolutely. Pat's spot on. Yeah. And, you know, what I like about what he does is he somehow has this incredible ability to encapsulate complicated issues and make them simple. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about his headline. Anti-Trump freak out, the first of many. And then he goes on to articulate how they melt down. They do everything within their power to violate the laws, to pervert the country, to destroy your freedom, to attack people. It's just crazy. And then when Americans try to stand up and create accountability, then they freak out again. This time, though, they're going to be backed by big
That's
money,
right.
big communist money, and they're going to create riots in the streets, and Donald's going to need to crack down, folks.
Yeah, he says, when the times rages that American ideals or traditional American values are under attack by Trump, what they really mean is that their ideology agenda are threatened by Trump.
Amen to that reality check. And, you know, I pray we could avoid civil war in America, folks. When they start funding the protesters with big money and the protests get bigger and bigger and more well-funded, it's going to be bad, folks. We've got to find ways to sidestep that potential coming to a head, if you will. Hey, by the way, Kurt, Phil, our buddy named Phil, it must be a global warming denier, Kurt.
Yeah, I think so, Sam. Looks like, just so you're up to date with the most important kind of news that the Associated Press and others are going to push towards you, the headline, Pennsylvania Groundhogs Handlers, Phil predicts more winter. So there, you know, so you don't feel like if you listen to Liberty News Radio and Liberty Roundtable that you're just out of the normal water cooler conversation. You know, now you know the important news of the day from the Associated Press. Yeah, there you go, Sam.
So Phil's predicting more winter?
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't Phil know about global warming, Kurt, that it's going to ruin the planet and just destroy everything?
But he's a groundhog, so he's just not really politically
Phil won't even
incorrect.
Be able to poke his head out and report future winters if things continue.
By the way, it's one of my opportunities to... I like the edited version of what's called Groundhog Day with, I think it's Bill Murray. But anyway, it's really funny. And so it's if you need a laugh when you're thinking about the New York Times and, you know, the way that the standard media beats up on good Americans, it might be, you know, a suggestion for
Well,
you
we
today.
Go from the groundhog global warming denier named Phil to the man in the mirror, Kurt.
The man in the mirror, yeah. Michael Jackson, you know, he's
advocating
he's gone,
for
but.
Change too, Kurt. I want to make
Yeah, but the change. IRS wants a big piece of his action. You know what I mean?
So even when the guy's dead, the IRS wants a big piece. They say Michael Jackson's worth more than ever, and the IRS wants a piece of it. Kurt, the IRS has just got to be stopped when they're attacking dead people. Leave them alone. Leave us alone, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Where's the Donald to abolish it, huh? Let's get her done, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe we need another petition, huh?
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
While generally complimentary toward Neil Gorsuch, who was nominated by President Trump to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court, some constitutionalists are expressing concerns about some parts of his record. Lawrence D. Pratt of Gun Owners of America and Virginia Attorney William J. Olson point to Gorsuch's concurring vote in the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals ruling in U.S. v. Rodriguez, which involved an incident in which a police officer detained and forcibly disarmed a convenience store clerk who was carrying a concealed handgun. After investigating, the clerk was found to have a felony conviction and arrested. However, the police officer at the time acted without probable cause or reasonable suspicion that Rodriguez was violating the law. As Pratt and Olson observe, the precedent from the Rodriguez opinion will affect police-citizen relations in New Mexico and possibly elsewhere throughout the Tenth Circuit, for many years to come. Not bothering to figure out the legality of Rodriguez's firearm before detaining and disarming him, the officer's initial actions would have been the same, even if Mr. Rodriguez had been a lawful gun owner. Gorsuch did not write a separate opinion explaining his reasoning for concurring in the majority's ruling validating the officer's actions. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's WorldAffairsBrief.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
I'm asking him to change his ways, yeah. We're talking about the government, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Jackson. The guy's not even alive, and the government says he has tremendous wealth, and the government wants a piece of it. The IRS is out of control. Right by my dad's grave is a gravestone that says, cause of death, IRS. I wonder if the IRS killed Michael, too, Kurt. What do you think?
Well, you know, when you look at this, it's a very long story from Bloomberg, lots and lots of paragraphs. I'm just trying to rip out, well, anyway, maybe suck out the important stuff here.
What you're trying to do, Kurt, is you're trying to build it for radio, and you're trying to hit on the highlights. That's what radio's best known for.
And, you know, what is happening is when Michael died, you know, things were kind of, you know, little, I guess you could say, in tough shape. And they actually somebody figured that his estate at that time was worth a mere $2,105. The IRS disagrees with that. They say his Michael Jackson trust is worth more than $1 billion. They figure they want they figure $702 million of that inheritance is owed in penalties and back taxes. Now, what I think is interesting, Sam, is the agency, that's the IRS, their lawyers are taking the executors to trial. And this is set to begin sometime soon. But just imagine if we had a different kind of tax system and the IRS was no more, and maybe Michael Jackson's, they paid taxes like, you know, in a sales tax or a transaction tax, then they wouldn't even have to have agency lawyers going after him.
Or maybe if Michael Jackson makes all of his CDs and DVDs and everything else imported, then maybe they could just have an import tax on those, Kurt, and, you know.
Yeah, good point.
There's tariffs and constitutional taxes,
plenty of ways
taxes,
to do
folks.
That. Yeah. But anyway, it was interesting to learn about his well-trusted lawyer. The poor guy, I think, you know, had some pretty tough times. I guess, you know, one thing that was interesting to me is I guess he's been given, I think it was given his dad $60,000 a month, you know, just to, you know, survive or whatever. And his dad was kind of upset about
maybe
some of that
money
going away.
Yeah, that's more than I get oftentimes in a year, Kurt.
I know. It was just, you know, the sad thing for me. Now, some would say, like, if you ask them a simple question, would you like to have Michael Jackson's wealth? Well, a lot of people might say yes, but imagine if you had all the other things connected to it.
By the way, you know, just a flash news from Fox stuff. Just came out. Kurt Trump said a prayer breakfast that he promised to defend religious liberty.
Oh, just imagine that. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, so it's, let's see, Joseph, according to court documents, Joseph Jackson, the family patriarch, you know, has revealed that his son had been paying him a monthly allowance of almost $60,000. He wasn't likely to keep getting if the Los Angeles Superior Court judge accepted the will as it is. So they got troubles, you know. And, you know, I mean, too bad the IRS is right in the middle of it. You know, the family's got enough troubles without that, I think. You know what I mean, Sam?
There you have it. All right. Now, Kurt, back in the 70s, they had a tune called They Call Me the Streak. Woot, woot. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, this is like Streak 2.0, I'm thinking. Or
Well, the headline from Lizette Chapman is Inside the Mind of a Snapchat Streaker. Now, you know, if you're like me, maybe you don't really understand Snapchat, but this article kind of helps you understand a little bit more about it. It talks about a lady named, or a young person named Abby Rogers, 15-year-old from California's Bay Area. She recently took extreme measures to help a buddy in Michigan. A friend had her phone confiscated by parents and biked to a local library where she got on a computer. She sent Rogers her Snapchat username and password and begged for a big favor. What you say might that favor be? Every day for 2 weeks, Rogers would need to log on to the messaging app and send short picture messages back and forth between her friend's account and her own. It didn't matter the subject. It could be pictures of walls, ceilings, anything really, so long as it kept alive a continuous daily volley of missives known as Snap Streak. Thanks to her intervention, the girl's Snap Streak has been running for more than 270 days now. I don't mean to get long here, but the Snapchat thing, maybe
Kurt,
that will help you understand
Snapchats
it.
Are really short, my friend.
That's right. Now, Sam, they're trying to sell Snapchat. They're trying to have a big IPO for it. They're going to try to lure investors. But there's some reports, Sam, that say that Snapchat isn't really as valuable as some say.
Of course, Kurt, its days are numbered. You want to know why?
They've been lying about the results?
Yeah, that's part of it. The other part of it, Kurt, is that they have a great idea, except it's only an idea that works in a bigger picture. Pardon the phrase, since Snapchat's all about photos. But in other words, a lot of these features that these different social media companies built their businesses around are really just going to get rolled into being features of another service. In other words, they can't stand on their own.
Good point.
But they say the photo app is dangerously addicting, and that's by design. Amen to that.
Mm-hmm.
You got to run from it. Now, Howard Schultz didn't earn his money on Snapchat, did he, Kurt?
No, he's a big shot at, what's it called, Starbucks.
Yes,
and just so you know, he earned more than $500 million in 9 years as compensation was tied to the 517% rise in the share stocks at Starbucks. Now he's 63 years old. He's received compensation worth about $172 million since he began his second stint as the coffee retailer's chief executive officer. I guess he's doing okay, Sam. Just interesting to note how they've done it, and it is an example of, I think, what could be done, imagine if a guy like that, imagine if he supported something like the FreedomCoalition.com.
And I guess Howard's glad he's not peddling, Snapchat.
Good point.
But Snapchat has been faking growth numbers, Kurt. That's the truth, says an ex-Snapchat employee. Gene Madoff writes the article.
Yeah, that's one of the things that, you know, was interesting to me. And I guess this interesting individual, ex-employee, worked for Facebook before and then were lured away. They got lured from Facebook to Snapchat. And the guys at Snapchat really, according to him, they just wanted the kind of inside stuff on what he did at Facebook. And he kind of blew the whistle on them. You know what I mean, Sam?
Yeah, don't you love it?
I mean, imagine, you know, a story like that. Now, the thing is, you're not going to hear much about that from places like Associated Press and others.
Of course not.
Because they've got to cover things like, you know, the groundhog
coming out. Absolutely.
You know, I mean, they got busy stories, you know, don't you know, Sam?
Now, what I don't understand,
stuff
though,
to talk about.
Is, you know, how Wilbur Ross fits into this. When you got Howard Schultz making big money, and now you got Wilbur in the mix, we're not talking about Charles Webb either.
That's right. Wilbur Ross, you know, he's the commerce pick for the commerce secretary. And it's just, it's a very long story again, but it kind of gives you a picture of where the guy came from. And, you know, bottom line is he's a very wealthy guy, 79 years old. You know, they usually tell guys like that they got to, you know, just play shuffleboard and just not do anything. But anyway, he's just been the recent nominee for Secretary of Commerce. You know, he knows how to make money. He has used the government's different tax plans, et cetera, to make money. They call him a vulture. you know, investing at its shrewdest, they say. But anyway, the guy knows how to make money, and who knows for sure what's going to happen, you know, there with him in charge. Wouldn't it be nice if he just get the government out of business?
Maybe Wilbur Ross or Howard Schultz or one of these guys could bust out and support, you know, the Freedom Coalition or something like that, Kurt.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. Imagine them pushing Freedom.
They could fund Liberty News Radio if they want.
The story tells about how he took over a whole bunch of big steel companies, and the steel company employees, hey, their pensions got paid by the government, and he didn't have to worry about it, you know. But so many times, big business is right in bed with big
government. And it's only because government allows it to happen unconstitutionally, though. The government ought to shut
that
off yesterday. Shame on you, Wilbur.
Amen.
Quick pause. Liberty Roundtable Live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Matthew McConaughey, is that how you say it, Kurt?
No, McConaughey is the guy, yeah, he's a famous movie star.
Matt McConaughey,
guy,
all right.
Know. Yeah. And,
I don't keep track of the movie star guys. But anyway, this guy's uber-lucky, right?
Well, no, typically a movie star is supposed to be that way. You know, at least that's what they tell us. And then you got people like Ted Nugent and a few others that they just don't fit the mix there. But this Matthew McConaughey has been in several movies I really enjoy. But, you know, he's saying in the piece at bizpackreview.com, the headline, Matthew McConaughey calls on celebs, that means the movie star people, Trump haters, to embrace the president. Time to shake hands. Yeah, Carmen Sevilla is the author. He's saying he ought to give President Trump a shot. So I submit that Matthew's probably not going to win any Oscars for this. During an appearance this week on the BBC's Andrew Marr show, the Texas-born actor said, he's our president now. We must embrace, shake hands, and be constructive with him. Imagine that. They, citizens, don't have a choice now. The Gold actor said, I guess that's a movie that he's in that I don't know about right now. But he said, he's our president, and as divisive of a time and inauguration as we've had, at the same time, it's time for us to embrace, shake hands with this fact, be constructive with him over the next 4 years, even those who most strongly disagree with his principles or things he's said or done, which is another thing. We'll see what he does compared to what he has said. No matter how much you disagreed along the way, it's time to think, how constructive can you be? Huh. I mean, imagine that from a
and here I thought this guy was some uber-liberal actor guy.
I guess back in 2015, the Oscar-winning actor, well, he won some before, but he won't in the future, tweeted a photo of his beautiful family after a ceremony of citizenship for his wife of 3 years, Camilla, is her name. Congratulations, Camilla, on getting your U.S. citizenship today, another fellow and great American. So, you know, he married a Brazilian model who could barely speak English when she arrived in the U.S., and they've got like 3 kids, Sam. I mean, I think he's not really your standard, a Hollywood boy. Anyway, the Brazilian model, had this to say. After she got her citizenship, she says, first day back, and back in the U.S., she means, and look what I just went through. It's with great pride and honor that I am happy to say I now hold an American passport. I have so much respect and appreciation for this country. Whoa. I guess the Twitter lit up at that time with congratulations not only for becoming a legal citizen of the greatest country in the world, but also for officially becoming a Texan. Whoa, imagine those two things going on. And they say this isn't the first time the actor has been the voice of reason. McConaughey got a standing ovation and a lot of attention when he gave a University of Houston 2015 graduates the cold hard truth in a rousing commencement address that pounded home, not everybody gets a trophy.
Wait a minute.
Sam. I guess he even defended the Washington Redskins' name and logo. He said, despite the chorus of the politically correct,
why don't you contact this guy and see if he'll become part of the freedomcoalition.com.
Good point. I'll call him because I got him on speed dial. Despite the chorus of the politically correct.
Well, you might reach out and get a response, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right. Despite, he said, the chorus of the politically correct who wanted to see both changed, he said, what interests me is how quickly it got pushed into the social consciousness. We were all fine with it since the 1930s, and all of a sudden we go, no, gotta change it. It seems like when the first levee breaks, everybody gets on board. That's what he told GQ magazine. He also had tongues wagging when he accepted the Best Actor Award at the 86th Annual Academy Awards. He made it a point to thank God first and foremost. Oh, Sam. He said there are three things
that I need.
This guy's
phenomenal. We need to get him on Liberty Roundtable Live. Come on.
He said, first off, I want to thank God because that's who I look up to. He's graced my life with opportunities that I know of is not of my hand or any other human hand. He's shown me that it's a scientific fact that gratitude reciprocates. Whoa, Sam. He says, in the words of the late Charlie Lawton, who said, when you got God, you got a friend, and that friend is you. Well, there you go.
Wow.
Matthew McConaughey in the news. You know, you're not going to see that on, probably Fox won't have that. I bet Blaze won't have that. Maybe even CNN won't have it. You know, Rush might not talk about it because, you know, you got to dig deep for something like that. But it's a great story, Sam.
He's got a Facebook account, Kurt. Why don't you just go to his Facebook account and just to ping him and say, hey, Matthew, it's Kurt Crosby, and I'm hoping you'll get on Liberty Roundtable Live with us. We talked about your incredible work there and stuff like that, and we'd love to have you.
All right. That'll get her done.
My problem is I've got too many things to do. And I'm trying to get this up and get this petition happening, and then, you know,
all that TV time you got to watch and all that stuff that you do in your spare time, you know.
I got to try to
hold
that down
while you're resting.
I got to try to hold down my day job and not lose that sucker too, you know. Come on.
Yeah, you got to do that while you're resting, Sam.
Amen to that. By the way, meet the Democrats, Kurt, who all supported Gorsuch back in 2006, writes Kevin Daly. So, you know, we're talking about Gorsuch.
Yeah.
Neil Gorsuch, I guess all the Democrats loved him. They backed him 100%. There wasn't a single dissenter.
Mm-hmm.
And he was confirmed by the Senate to his seat on the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals.
Wow.
Not a single dissenting vote. All kinds of Democrats who are now just howling. Just proving that this is partisan politics to them, Kurt. They're not about the truth. They just want to try to shut down Trump. They know Gorsuch is fine. They know it. Now, we've been telling you for a long time, ladies and gentlemen, that the government backs terrorism and funds terrorism, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've been telling you this, and everybody's been going, oh, Sam, that's irresponsible reporting. And I'm like, no, it's not. Go look at the facts. And then they look at the facts, and they go, well, you're right, but you shouldn't report it anyway. Okay.
I guess Matthew McConaughey, by the way, endorsed Trump, so that's another reason he's going to.
All right,
not
well, maybe Matt wants to come on the program and help us get Trump to look at these prisoners and stuff. Anyway, so I've been telling you that the government is involved in funding terrorism. They train terrorists, they fund terrorists, they arm terrorists, and it's got to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you want proof, Kurt?
Yeah.
All right, I don't know how to say this person's name, but it's like Jeliakris Rufkey wrote the article. But the headline says this, GOP lawmakers introduce bill to stop funding terrorism. Imagine that, Kurt. Ooh. Now the GOP knows that they're funding terrorism, and they got a bill to stop it.
Wow.
Is that as much?
That's where the money comes from.
Well, let me ask you, is that as much proof to validate my point as possible? And they even got a bill to stop it now, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
Sam, it's not really happening. Oh, yeah, then what's the bill to stop it about? Huh? Come on, people. I mean, I'm only half stupid. Right? Now, yeah, you got Ted Budd, North Carolina, and Mark Sanford of South Carolina. Those are the two co-authors of the bill. They want to assure that tax dollars are not allocated to funding terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you think of that? I mean, people can't tell me that it's not happening now, can they, Kurt? I mean, I told them it was happening. They're like, oh, no, Sam. Come on. Now it is happening. Should I report when the congressional members put a bill in the hopper to stop it? Is that okay to report? Huh? I just find it fascinating. I'm telling you, it exists. People are like, oh, no, you're crazy. And you're just into fake news. And now we run around and Congress has a bill to stop that. Where's the mainstream press when you need them, Kurt? Because what better way to document that we're funding terrorism than that?
Good point. They're going to be busy with the Groundhog Day story, Sam. They really won't have time for this.
I've got to talk about that streaker cam. I mean, that Snapchat streak mind going on. That ought to really, you know, liven it up.
By the way, Matthew McConaughey has got a little more than 2 million followers. He's a little behind Trump there, but...
He's also way behind our buddy Ted Nugent, too.
Anyway.
But hey, good for Matt McConaughey. If he wants to go ahead and... McConaughey, if he wants to go ahead and promote the freedomcoalition.com website, he can do that. We can get people signing the petition and everything. Man, 2 hours just rocketed by. Shockingly fast, in my humble opinion, Kurt. Wow. All right, 2 hours in the can. Hard-hitting talk radio always at your fingertips with Sam and Kurt on the air, that's for sure. Tell all your friends to please support us financially and more. I'm going to give you four websites. TheFreedomCoalition.com. Become part of it today, would you please? LibertyRoundtable.com. LibertyNewsDaily.com. LibertyNewsRadio.com. And give me libertyfund.com. Man, we got so much work going on, it's beyond imagination. Just get involved somewhere, would you please? Thanks for being alongside for the ride. This is the most positive pro-America talk show on the radio. And we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, declare this nation shall endure.